Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event of the evening. Yes, it's PowerPoint Karaoke Idol. Let's get underway and introduce the contestants. First up, representing the USA, from Cupertino, out of the speaking stable of Steve Jobs, it's Michael Lopp. Second, representing Australia, the Pearl Meister himself, Damien Conway. And last, the hometown hero. Been training at O'Reilly for the past 2 years, speaking out of Lee Orphan, Nat Hawkington. Please welcome your judges onto the stage. From the USA, from Google, it's Christopher Bona. Also from the USA, Kathy Sierra. From the UK, Yahoo, Tom Coates. And from Flickr in the UK, Cal Henderson. The format is very simple. Each of the three speakers is going to receive a slideshow of 12 slides. They have not seen them before. They will last for 3 minutes. Every 15 seconds, the slide will transition to the next one. They've drawn straws as to the order. First will be Michael, followed by Damien, followed by Nat. The two who aren't speaking will be off stage so they don't get to see it. After each contestant, judges will make informed, witty, sarcastic, heckling comments about each of them. At the end of the competition, when they've all spoken, we'll have an audience vote by hands or shouting to determine the winner. Now, I know you're wondering what this is all about. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the PowerPoint Karaoke Idol Cup, an object of awesomeness.
We're all on the way.
Okay. So. Yep.
What I learned at Webstock, it's been a very long 15 seconds as I wait for some more content to show up, which gives me some direction. Twitter is one of my favorite tools out there. As I mentioned in my presentation, Twitter is a great tool for communication. It's also a great way to put a pretty picture of yourself up on the web using someone's name other than yours.
Twitter uses a lot of interesting technology that we've been talking about here at Webstock. Ajax being one of the things. Usability and design is a great example of baffling usability. God, I'm not sure what's going on here. It has something to do with Ajax.
This is the guy, I talked about the iPhone in my presentation quite a bit.
This is the new iPhone, which I was going to demo, except I would have been fired, and I would have stayed in Wellington and cried, which is okay.
You can see that I can't talk about it.
A lot of things about being at Webstock are things that really tickle my fancy. Taxation is big on my mind a lot as I'm sitting here.
And getting married again and figuring out who my successor is. And chaining words together like, I can't have cheeseburger.
This is a picture of my cat, and I miss quite a bit. Fluffy is sort of a rat, sort of patterns down with that.
And speaking of Fluffy... Matt Torrington.
We go way back.
I don't know. But being a web stop with all of you, with people like these and great speakers, and amazing judges. I mean, really, wow.
What the hell is this? there's a lot of other things to be learning about WebStock.
There's these diagrams that UI guys love to demo that are totally useless. They're really pretty, but they don't actually add any value whatsoever.
Wow.
What the hell?
So if you look carefully at this and let your eyes just kind of glaze,
this is another picture of my cat.
who I really miss.
You just got to step back and kind of step back a couple feet and you'll see it.
There's a lot of movie stars I've discovered, especially in my hotel.
And it turns out a lot of them are Scientologists. Like this fine gentleman here, they're just all over the place.
That's the kind of thing you get at WebStock.
You never know quite what you're going to see.
Like some lady.
Oh, wait, it's advertising.
What is that?
Is that real? You never know what you're going to see here at WebStock. And it's a fascinating experience.
In the bathrooms or in these rooms.
The other thing about WebStock is that I'm having a lot of fun twittering as well as really drinking heavily.
I'm worried about all the drinking that I'm doing here because I have a cat and I want to get after that cat at some point.
So thank you very much.
Right, what do I do now? Okay, I'll get everyone later.
Okay,
splendid.
So did you even prepare? It honestly seemed like you hadn't even looked at your slides.
I did, I was working on a lot.
Maybe if you went first, but you should have gone last. I'm going to say that. Maybe after we've been, you know. Seen other incompetent speakers first, then police, nor incompetent speakers, nothing personal.
I thought it was a firm, exciting, sexualized performance. I'm going to be thinking about it quite some time. Kathy, what do you think?
Wow, you sucked. And my fellow judges are taking this seriously enough. That was really quality user-generated content, and user-generated means it's good. And you just threw it away. You really didn't know how to deal with it. The whole point of WebStock is exploiting user-generated content.
Exploitation. And after all of Apple's incredible work in their area.
Oh, I know. I'm disappointed. But pluses, because we're supposed to give pluses. Technical accuracy and good hair.
Although he totally missed the opportunity for the urinal jokes. I felt like there's a lot of jokes lying on the floor.
It's not about jokes.
Entertaining the audience can often be about humor.
There's nothing funny about the web.
I did like the part where it ended. That was my entertainment. Finally.
It was really great that it ended. It was like a punch in the face. It's a great one to stop.
Thank you, judges. Next up is Damien Conway.
Thank you.
Okay, so since it was Valentine's Day, I thought I'd talk about sex. And apparently the best way to get sex is to put this kind of information up on the internet. I put this up, and a few years later I actually got married as a result of it. Unfortunately, this is the guy that I married. And we fought ever since, it's just not been a good thing. So we called it quits a few years ago, but it was fun while it lasted, and I won the custody battle.
This is the second guy that I dated. We had a lot of common interests, but he wasn't into his body in the same way that I was.
I, I would never date Nat Talkington for any reason. And it's this kind of thing that just turns people off you. You get this new age kind of crap. No one is going to bonk you.
Oh my God.
So this is basically a diagram of my current dating circle. And this is the device that I use for birth control. As you can imagine, it's actually quite large.
I don't think the picture does it justice there.
And I have a very simple filter. If I don't know what this is, I'm not going out with them. And if they do know what it is, I'm not having sex with them. Definitely not having sex with them. He's too tall for me. And I don't really need man in the relationship. Intuitive detailers. That's kind of what I look for in a relationship. I'll leave you to work out precisely what that means. Oh, it's true, I did date him once. But he was all hand.
It was horrible.
Okay, so this is my social calendar. Just working out precisely who to go out with and when. You'll see that it's not simply connected. I find that to be a very pleasant way to spend an evening.
Not simply connected.
If it's not clear by now what I want, then I don't think even a lolcat is going to help with that. And yes, I did date this one too.
Not really our place to be nice, but that is probably the best explanation of the unhinged diagram ever. Stop. You love that enemy home, I mean, I can't be nice about him. There was a lot of there, that's what I know. Well, I thought particularly the gurus start, actually a very good start. I mean, he did elegantly, I think he did elegantly. I thought so. I like a gentle thrust, but I thought the meat is done.
You're really the way you stuck up the sack.
We've killed the answer, sorry. I thought the way he cleared the unhinged cliff, Web 2.0 diagram of death was extraordinary.
I think you're successful. It's hard to state my satisfaction. You're doing what you must do. Damn, technically, I thought that you were actually a little bit better than Michael. No offense, Michael, you're great. And I thought, I'm not going to say anything about sex thing. You know, you're kind of a little arrogant. Like, you have that whole I'm more PhD than thou vibe that I've been working on. But it's pretty good. And, you know, technically, that was the most lucid description of Web 2.0 that I've actually ever heard. So, well done.
Was that part where he said, what is this crap?
Okay, our final contestant, the hometown hero. Winding up the bet, Nat Talkington. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Pitching to you is fantastic. Saving the world one awkward relationship at a time, while of course in a room full of designers who spend their time worrying about what colour the gradient should be and whether Helvetica should be 14 or 16 point on the homepage. Social awkwardness is all what we know about here. Now, the organizers very carefully, of course, found the slide that I made. If I ever make a social news site, the vote up, vote down buttons will be right beside the hey, dickhead, women read this site too button. Because there's nothing at all like going on one of these social news sites and seeing pictures of women, whether it's Facebook, Bebo women, Gmail women, LinkedIn women with half their clothes on, women with half their clothes off. It's fantastic. PhotoBucket's my favorite site for women with no clothes. Women with some clothes on. Now, the secret for the site that I'm pitching you on here is that we use Perl. It's very simple. If you use Perl, you get laid. Python people? No, there's only one way to do it. I'm afraid that's the left hand. The Ruby people are so far up their own backsides, there's no question of sex being had at it here. Note to self, add the title, and preferably all the letters in the title for the slide. I do apologise. The Bible of social networking is, of course, the Bible. Now, there's... All ends pretty poorly, really. I'm sure you heard from my esteemed colleague, Mr. Conway, about the joys and delights of the web. And it's something he knows about being a frog slut who whores his little green self all over the social networking sites. He's a dirty little man. This is our business model. We have chickens going in. We grind up the chickens, take the bits of the chicken out that we can't grind up, and we sell them to customers as chicken. And then the bits of chicken that we don't sell to them, we dress up in scanty costumes and put on Bebo sites. Now, I'm not going to talk about venture capital here. But we do have a strategy for that as well. Do see me afterwards. Now, most Web 2.0 pictures, of course, have the long tail curve in it. They have exponential growth. They promise you multiples. No, here, I'm talking about we make our money every time someone hits the backspace key. Every time someone mentions hitting the backspace key, there's this great mythology of backspace that we've built up. We don't have monkeys, unfortunately. You see, our competitor, Shakespeare Porn, all about the monkeys, not so much us. We're more about the bears and the chickens. Chickens are good value. Naked chickens, particularly. What can I say about this lovely lady that hasn't been said on so many toilet walls? She's our strategic advisor for getting maximum penetration into the juvenile market. Ben is, of course, the juvenile market in question. So here's the long tail, you see the long thing before the long tail. This is basically our site in a nutshell. The colours are us. Thank you very much.
Now I put myself at your mercy.
Fuck. As much as I want to be nasty, you was really in the flow in the middle there. There was not a lot of pausing. It was talking shit.
Have you ever been in a pitch?
Yeah, I thought it was fairly realistic.
I should have had more of it.
You know, for someone who just gave a talk on the future, you don't have your finger on the pulse of Web 2.0.
I don't know where your finger has been, although you tried to describe it.
It's with the Ruby people.
Yeah. Or inside a chicken apple.
Around the prostate.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate? Sorry.
Yeah. That's different from everything they've been saying. But I thought, I think you were kind of, I felt like it was phoned in, like, you know, you were playing the Kiwi card, you're one of them. Didn't you think?
And you kept on using that accent.
Yeah, like he's compensating for what? What would he be compensating for?
I don't think deploying the accent when I absolutely need it.
Mr. Coates, do you have any feedback for me?
You seem like you believe the Orange Cliff diagram. That makes me sad in my heart.
But equating venture capital with a fucking wasp.
Oh my god, there was a slide of it, wasn't it?
It was a slide.
Is it fine? Oh my god, what the hell was that picture?
Can we get the fucking lines? Was it good?
There was a plus, though, because I want to make you feel better. And you did not mention the Crimean War, despite a lot of opportunities.
Well, that's a missed opportunity, really. I mean, don't you always want to bring up the Valley of Shadow of Death?
Thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate it. Leave me be. Please save another big hand for the contestants and the judges. Okay, this is what's at stake. I think we'll call out each of the contestants' name, and we'll just go on audience applause meter, loudness, cheer, whoop, clap. My decision will be final as to who wins it, and we'll just go on the noise. Firstly, for Michael Lofty Terror.
Damien Conway. And Nat Talkington.
So, Nat, of course, was going to win anyway, but congratulations, Nat.
I dedicate this garish trophy to my tasteless yet more talented competitors who are yet to learn the fine art of bribery. May you come back next year and challenge and win. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. We've really enjoyed today. We hope you have as well. Cocktails are waiting outside. You've got a little ticket to redeem for a cocktail. Then it's a cash bar. There'll be music playing. Upstairs is craft stock. Amazing stuff to go buy. Go and enjoy yourself. Thank you very much.